It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show, a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Breathe Again, the radio show. Yes, I am your host. I'm Nicole Cleveland, author, speaker, just a friend, a child of God, and I'm here to share stories, share victorious stories of faith and filled with God, of how people have overcome and how they came out, and now they're here to share their story to let you know that you too will make it. God is no respecter of persons. If he did it for us, he will definitely do it for you. He'll definitely do it for you. I want you to hang on in there. My brother, my sister, if you're out there and you're listening right now and you're going through a breakup, a betrayal, or a divorce, I want you to hang tight, because you know what? Trouble don't last always. It does not. It may feel like it's the end of your world right now, but it is not. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. Hey, I want you to connect with me on social media. You can connect with me on Instagram at Nicole C. Online. Twitter is at Nicole C. Online. Facebook is at Nicole C. Online. And author Nicole Cleveland. I'd love to connect with you. I hate when people say follow me, because I only want you to follow me as I follow Christ. So let's connect. Let's be friends. How about we do that, right? Let's do that. So look, we're going to jump right into the show. We're going to jump right into the show because we have a story for you today. We all have stories. We all have testimonies, but I have chosen certain individuals, certain stories, certain victorious testimonies that I believe will bless your life, that will bless your whole world. So I know you're going to get something out of the show on today. Today, my guest is Michelle Luster. Now, she is the content creator and the pen behind Hope After Divorce Instagram page. Now, she helps so many with her encouraging posts for those looking for divorce recovery support. I want you to sit tight, get you a pen, get you a piece of paper, and take some notes, because I know she's going to bless you. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thank you so much, Nicole. I am so excited to be here.
I am excited that you are here. Look, first, I just want to say thank you, because we may get caught up in the conversation later on, and I may forget to say thank you. And I tell people, look, charge my head, not my heart. Look, you saying something good. You're doing some good stuff.
Amen.
So I get
Amen.
Caught up sometimes. So I just want to thank you right now, Michelle, for sharing your story and for your transparency. So I'm gonna front load that in the beginning, okay?
Amen. Thank you.
You are so very welcome. Look, tell the audience a little bit about Michelle. How would Michelle describe Michelle?
That's a loaded question. I would describe myself as a creative, fun, outgoing, organized, loves people, loves life. I enjoy music. I enjoy just life, and I love words. I love words.
Yeah. And you can tell that you love words. You can tell. And I'm going to pull up your Instagram page, and I'm going to say a little bit of your words right now. You are out there, and you are inspiring. You are encouraging those that are going through and transitioning through a really rough period in their life. So I'm going to read a few of the things that are on your page right now. So one is, God wastes nothing, not even this. That's some of her words. Another thing is, another post is, because the death of your marriage was not the death of you, you still have so much life, purpose, destiny left inside you. Now, look, I'm going to let y'all know, y'all can go out there and you can connect with Michelle. She's on Instagram at Hope After Divorce. Hope After Divorce.
Yes.
So, Michelle, did you ever think you'd be encouraging and helping those recovering from divorce?
Absolutely not. I was just looking through some journals during that time that I was separated, and I started thanking God, because you could not have told me back then that he was going to use this pain and make it a platform for me. So, no, I had no idea. I didn't want to even talk about it when I first went through it. So the fact that I'm doing it today is all God, all God.
Wow, all God, all God. So
all
what did
God.
You want to be when you were younger? What did you want to be when you looked up in the sky and said, I want to be this when I grow up?
I wanted to be a teacher, Nicole, because I was bossy.
Teacher.
I like to tell people what to do, you know. I would be outside just I would have an imaginary classroom, and I would pass out papers and do the whole shebang. So I think at a young age, I knew that I would be in front of people instructing, inspiring. I just didn't know, you know, to what capacity. But I've been in music since I was 2 or 3. I've been singing since I was 2. So I've always had a microphone in my hand. I've always been in front of people. So it's amazing how the things that I've gone through in life have always led me to the next thing.
Awesome. So are you a worship and praise leader?
I do lead worship and praise at a wonderful, wonderful ministry in Greenville, South Carolina called the Equipping Center. And yes, and I came there right after I had gotten divorced. So being at that ministry has really helped, you know, birth the healing process within me.
Awesome, awesome. It's real good to be connected. And I knew you were praise and worship
Absolutely.
Leader when you said you could sing, because I heard that little raspy thing going on.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
I don't quite
yes.
have it. I don't have it, but I believe I have it, you know, because the Lord
yes,
said make a joyful
right.
noise, right? Somewhere
Come
in the
on,
Bible.
Joyful
say that,
noise,
right?
That's right. Yes, ma'am, that's what it says. Yes, that's what it
Come
says.
On through here.
Yeah,
Come on through
yeah.
here.
You know, God has just been amazing to me, seriously. And I play as well. So sometimes I tell him, I say, y'all, I want to get off this keyboard so bad and just run. Because I literally, when I just think about the last 5 years of
Come
my
on.
Life and everything, he's brought me through stuff that I thought I'd never get over. And now I'm talking about it, and I'm encouraging other people, and I'm letting them know that this is what hope looks like. Yes, that's why my voice is raspy, because I got a lot to thank him for. Yes,
I love it. Yes, yes. Okay, so we're going to go a little bit back, because there's a reason that you started Hope after divorce. And I read a little bit about your story. You met a man, you fell in love, and you married after 3 months. And you divorced after 11 months. Is that correct?
Well, I am currently getting coaching, and what my coach is teaching me is that you can tell a story, but it's more important to tell the right story. And so the story I was telling was, I met this gentleman, I fell in love, after 3 months we got married. But the truth is, I was not in love with him. The truth is, I met him, he moved into my house, and because I grew up in church, and I know better. You don't live together before you get married. That was my thinking.
Right, you're not supposed to share.
Okay, exactly. So I loved him. I was not in love with him. I loved him, and we were living together. So the next step would be marriage.
Because you had to get it right. You had to do what was right.
I had to get it right. And I was in a very vulnerable place. I had just moved, I think 2 years prior, I had just moved from Virginia to Greenville, South Carolina, with nothing here. I'd never been here. I only had $1,000 in my bank account. I had no job. I had no place to stay. And I left everything I had. My covering. I left my pastors, my parents, and I came down here, and I was alone. So I was in a vulnerable place, and I allowed my guard my guard was down, and I allowed someone into my life that was not able to love me the way I needed to be loved, because he didn't know how to love himself.
Yeah. I want you to unpack that, because people can, from the outside looking in, and say, 3 months? You didn't know him after 3 months. How could you have been in love? And there's so many fingers that can be pointing, right? And we have so many opinions, and people have so much to say about so much in other people's lives, but you're not walking in the shoes of the individual. And so I kind of look past all of that, and I look at, well, she wanted to be loved. She wanted to be loved.
Right.
We want to be loved as women, right?
Absolutely.
And so when we get that affection, when we get that attention, it kind of wrapped up and it's packaged as, oh, I must love him, right?
Right, absolutely, yes. And that's I think, a very dangerous place is when you are alone and you're isolated. And
yeah.
I didn't have any covering at that moment. And so, you know, I allowed this situation. I used to blame him. I used to say, he knew, he took advantage, he did this, he did that. But my story I'm telling now is, no, I take responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I saw warning signs. I even had a background check that clearly showed me things that he, you know, was accustomed or you know, able to do. But I ignored it because I thought I could change him. So, yes,
uh-oh.
It's a dangerous place when you make – yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we're going to have to back up.
Let's go. Let's get it.
So wait a minute. Okay. You did a background check, Michelle?
I did a background – God warned
me.
At least 3 times before, within a 3-month period. That's how much he loves us.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he will allow us to get into any situation he knows isn't going to, you know. And matter of fact, the day of my wedding, I grieved. I boohooed and cried in the shower. My spirit knew I was about to enter into something that God had not ordained.
Mm.
So, yes, he, if you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, Holy Spirit leads you into all truth. And that was the truth that I should not have, you know. I even had a family member come down from Virginia to Greenville. She met him, and she told me, she stayed up all night the night after because she couldn't sleep. And she told me, if you leave him, I'll send you on a cruise. And you know what, Nicole? I should have taken that cruise. But anyway.
Girl.
But I was stubborn.
Right.
I was stubborn. And I thought, no, this is my decision. I've made plenty of good decisions from, you know, all this time. I came all the way down here by myself. That was a good decision. Why am I wrong now?
Mm-hmm. You know, the word tells us that he won't allow anything to sneak up on us unaware, right?
Come on.
So all of those warnings were coming. But sometimes we want what we want, right?
we
want to do what we want to do when we get to the end of the story. And when we really come face to face with our own truth, we want what we want. That's what it boils down to.
Yes.
Be it right, be
absolutely.
It wrong. And I also really think we want to be loved.
Yes.
And there's nothing wrong
absolutely.
With that. We just want to be loved.
Yes.
Is that right, Michelle?
Right. That is so true. You know, I have a great relationship with my father, and my father is such a great, great man, and he has always shown me that love, that fatherly love. But when I, as I was here so far away from that, that's what I wanted. You know, and it's still what I want. I want that covering. I want that. I want a man to protect me and to cover me and pray over me. You know, so
yes,
it's a natural thing. It's nothing wrong with it. You know,
yes.
It's just being wise and being, you know, and asking God to show you, okay, I need the, I want the love. But is this the love that you have? Is that type of, is that the love you have for me? You know, yes.
What was some of the warning signs after? You have, after you said I do, and then what were some of the warning signs? Like, was it at the next month? Was it, you know, within 2 months you knew, like, I think this was wrong. This was wrong.
Nicole, are you sitting down?
I'm sitting down. Mm-hmm. I am.
Okay. The biggest warning sign was, and this is after we were married. I can't remember how many months, but I found out that I knew he had one child. But I found out that he had multiple children, multiple. And I'm going to shame the devil because I used to be ashamed, but I found out he had 7 children.
Jesus.
And
okay, all right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a product of not getting wisdom. And I've heard of people that did not know each other for a long time, and they married, and they're still together, and everything's good, you know. So I don't think it takes a long time to know if that person is for you. I really don't.
Right.
But in this case, he was not. In this case, he was not. And so I didn't take the time and really, you know, get to know him. And you know, so, yes, I found that out after we were married. Yet I was determined to work it out. You don't want people telling you, oh, I told you so. You don't want people saying, oh, you only knew him for 3 months. That's what you get. You don't want that.
Right.
And I wanted the covenant because I believe in the covenant of marriage. I wanted the covenant to work. I wanted that. And so I decided to stay.
Right, and you want to prove other people wrong. Ain't that something about us?
Prove other people wrong. Come on now. We want to prove, right, you know, right. even after lies, and, you know, and there was some abuse. That was another warning sign. That was the ultimate thing for me. One day I was picked up and thrown on the floor. Now, I've never really been in a fight before in my life, and to be thrown on the floor by someone that, you know, I'm in covenant with, it just blew my mind. So that was the final warning that I needed to get out. But even after that, I was still praying and believing God can do this. I wanted it, but he didn't want to change. You know, he didn't want to change. I know that God is about reconciliation, and he can work things. You know, marriages have been through probably worse than mine did, but my husband did not want to make the changes.
Okay. And it was the best thing for you, though. Best thing for
you. Yes, it was.
So, Michelle, look, Breathe Again is a moment of hope, inspiration, faith, and solutions.
Yes.
What
yes.
steps did you take to, first of all, heal yourself, move past your pain, and get yourself back together, get back on track? Once you decided this is not going to work, I'm going to have to just swallow my pride and figure this thing out. What were some of the steps? Because there are so many women in the situation that you were once in.
Yes. I was blessed to be connected with a woman that walked me through this thing. I mean, I couldn't call back home. I couldn't call back home because I couldn't, because my daddy would have come down here and, you know, and he loves the Lord, but my dad, that's my daddy. So there was a woman that she spoke life into me. She let me call her at, you know, early, you know, crazy hours in the night. She walked me through the process. And so one part of healing, I think it has to happen with someone else. You may not be able to tell everybody what you're going through because they can't handle it, or they may be judging you, or, you know, but I pray that everybody listening to this has at least one person that can pour into them and that can speak life into them, into this situation, because some people take their lives after divorce. You know, and you need someone that has your back, someone, you know, you need that person to just, you know, breathe life back into your dead bones. And so that's one step that I took. Another was I linked up with a group called Divorce Care, and your listeners can go online. And I hated it, Nicole. I was like, what am I doing here? You know, and some of these people have been married for like 15, 20, 30 years. I'm just like, what am I doing here? How did I get here? This is not part of my plan, you know. And we would carry this big old book and it had Divorce Care on the front. And I'm like, really? Do I really want everybody? You know what I'm saying? And so I walked around with a big D on my forehead until I went to a counselor. That was number three. Okay. So, you know, somebody speaking into your life, number one. Number two, getting linked up with a group of people that can carry you. And number three, counseling. I did counseling, and I was telling her, you know, I feel so ashamed. I vowed to never get divorced. My parents got divorced, and I said I'd never get divorced. And she said, oh, so you're walking around with a D on your forehead. You think? She said, what did Jesus die on the cross for you for? Why did he die? I said, for my sins. She said, do you think your sin, that divorce, that D on your forehead is greater than the R, the redemption? That's on the forgiveness, the blood. Do
you
think your divorce is? Oh, come on now. Flip me, got me together real good.
Right.
It didn't catch him by surprise. God knew when he formed me, he knew that I was going to be in that situation, yet he still formed me, yet he still called me. So, yes, it didn't catch him by surprise. So, yes, those three things. Help. Don't do divorce alone. Don't do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So very true. You need someone that you can call at any given moment where you can scream and you can yell. They're not going to judge you. You may
Come
say
on.
Some things you're not supposed to say. They're not going to hold
Come
it over
on.
Your head. You need those real people, not people that's going to post it on Facebook, baby. Not those type
Come
of people.
On.
You got to have
Come
a spirit
on.
Of discernment on who you choose as well. So, Michelle, let's talk about hope after divorce. When did you decide that, hey, I'm going to start this Instagram page and I'm going to help people?
I have I've always loved social media, and I've tried to do the Instagram thing before, you know, with like personal family members and things, but a few months ago, I had had some outpatient surgery, and I was sitting in bed. This is just a few months ago. I was sitting in bed, and the Lord gave me this idea. He told me, I want you to post the words you needed to hear.
Yes, that's
what I post. I don't post stuff that, you know, just kind of sounds good. No, I post the stuff that I needed to hear when I went through my situation.
Yeah.
And he told me hope, H-O-P-E, and I Googled it, and I saw an acronym that said, hold on, pain ends. And I said, that's it.
I love it.
And I've been doing it ever since. I have had people, DMing me, messaging me, telling me, you know, that how it's just helping them. And I don't know what God is going to do through it. I just know he's going to use it for his glory, you know.
It's only been up
a few months.
Yeah.
And I'm still, you know, trying to. Yes.
What is the end goal? What, just to encourage, or do you feel as though this is going to be a brand? You're going to move past, like,
absolutely,
it's going to expand? What are your thoughts?
I see it as a brand, possibly workshops, seminars. I've always seen myself on a stage.
Yeah.
Always.
With that microphone.
Myself with that microphone, speaking life through words. And so, yes, workshops, books, I don't know. I ain't putting a limit on God. I'm just
going
to be obedient. But right now, in this season, it's to just build this page.
I love it, love it, love it. Michelle, how can the listeners reach out to you if they want to connect with you?
You can connect with me on Instagram at Hope for Divorce. All the words are spelled out. And, yes, come on over and see what's going on over there, and just keep me in prayer. Just keep us in prayer. People need prayer. People need hope. People need to know that there is life after heartbreak.
I love it, love it, love it. Michelle, thank you so much for being my guest today. Oh, I pray for you. I wish you so much luck, not even luck, but just blessings upon blessings. And I know you're going to help so many with your story and what you're doing. So thank you again for what you're doing.
Thank you for your work, Nicole.
You're welcome. All right, listeners, that has been our show for today. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for listening. You could have been anywhere else, but you decided to hang out with us on today. So we want to say thank you. I just want to say thank you to Michelle Luster, Hope After Divorce. Hope After Divorce. Hope After Divorce. Yes, I wanted to make sure that was right. So go connect with her. Be encouraged. If you know somebody that's struggling right now, send them over to her page. They will not be disappointed. You know what? That's been our time. I try never to say goodbye, but always until next time. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, and you have a wonderful day.